Welcome. This is Marco.
Am I on the right mic? Which mic am
That's
I on?
Two. It's this one here. You're on this one. Should I this one?
Okay. Thank you. This is Marco. Thanks a lot. This is Marco. You're listening to AstroTalk on CITR 101.9. It's February 6th, so we know what happens. It's Fun Drive. So two words put together, fun and drive. And maybe you can say fund drive. So we're raising money for UBC's radio station, CITR, everybody's favorite radio station here on campus. So it is my favorite radio station. I've been here for about, I'd say, 6 years, 7 years maybe soon. And I've been doing my astronomy talk show, so it's been a lot of fun. And I've gotten lazy lately. Don't interview like I used to, but anyway, I used to do interviews, and that was very exciting. So I'd call, like, NASA astronauts, NASA scientists, professors in astronomy. And I guess one of the things that put me off is if I was working for CBC or something, I could have maybe a media person do it all. But I had to phone, and sometimes they don't take me seriously. Sometimes they say no. Sometimes, okay, just wait, I'm busy now. And 6 months later, you're still waiting. But it's been incredibly fun. The best was Trina Ray from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. I think it's part of the California Institute of Technology, one of the top universities in the world. So I've had a lot of my dreams. I guess Pitbull, the rapper, said, I don't just dream about my dreams, I chase them. So he's had a successful career, very successful. Like my cousin Michael Bublé. So sometimes you chase something like this, a talk show, or you're a singer, and you get amazing success. So that's what I'm hoping for. I keep saying I'm going to apply to a radio station. Maybe I should push myself to do that. But anyway, being here at UBC has let me, for the past 7 years, live my dream. So I've done other shows. I've been on Friday afternoon science radio and learned a lot of interesting things, and I guess I was an astronomer for maybe 30 years now, and it wasn't until I came to UBC to do this radio show that I really had to, there's sometimes you can chat with friends, or you can just bump into someone, and or you can meet an astronomer, and you start gabbing about astronomy, and it's fun. But then when you're putting on a show, you have to be more serious, and you have to know what you're talking about, even though I don't know what I'm talking about. So some of the time. So it's been really fun. So what it's meant to me, if I look back and I said 6 years ago or 7 years ago, I said, there's no way I can do this. This is so hard. I just can't do this. I mean, imagine going on a radio station and on the airwaves and people listening to you, and wow, to me that was, but I got it done here. So people helped. Everybody's very helpful here. And if you come to CITR, it's a great place. There's a lot of departments. You can pursue anything you want. So you can, like I did a radio talk show on astronomy. So that's been, to me, it's been really fun. And I think what I bumped into a UBC professor where I live, and the lady was living in the same apartment. She says, oh, you're Marco. I said, yeah. You're from AstroTalk. She said, yeah. The UBC Astronomy and Physics Department recommends to its students to listen to my show, which was really cool for me. It was really satisfying to hear that. And remember Dr. Matthews he helped a lot. He's very, very sociable, very great guy, and he really, you know, he always was there for me if I wanted to do something. So what UBC has done is let me chase my dreams. So a lot of people do political shows, like they talk about the politics of the day and very important issues that, and they can talk about it in freely here. Don't have to toe the line of any particular newspaper or radio station. So it's been great, and I'm just gonna go off track a little bit here, because I know a lot of people would be just, later I'll close the door because I left the door open and people are coming by and talking and stuff. And so anyway, so this is a story that's worth mentioning. NASA astronaut Christine Koch is helped out of the Soyuz M13 spacecraft just minutes after she and cosmonaut Alexander Skvortsov and ESA astronaut Luca Pimentano landed their Soyuz M13 capsule in a remote area near the town of Jerkesjan. She was in space, Christine Koch, the longest space flight in history by a woman. And it doesn't say how many days she was here. I'll find it. But anyway, I get to bring you stories like that. So remember a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago, the first female pair of spacewalkers. So imagine spacewalking. That's an amazing dream. So that's what CITR to me lets you do. It lets you live your dream. And I've been living my dream here all these years. And I have my own website, marcosastrotalk.com. So it's been great. And I may have told you I'm a NASA ambassador. I studied for the OSIRIS-REx mission that's visiting asteroid Bennu. So I've done a lot of learning. To me, that's been fun. So sorry about that. Hopefully I can close the door soon because I was negligent and I didn't close the door. So hopefully I can flag someone down to close the door. Close the door for me. Anyway, what CITR has let me do is let me live my dream. And thanks. I forgot to close the door. Thanks. Okay. Thanks very much. Okay. So Alex came and closed the door. Thank you. So what CITR means to me is bringing stories like this, like the female spacewalker. Isn't that amazing? Imagine being out in space, and I guess we take it as, okay, ho-hum. It's not so exciting anymore. But she was a long-duration space flight on a woman. So there was a man that went up there, and I think he went up there for a year, and he had a twin on Earth. So they studied what the effects on their genes or other things would be for being in space for so long. So now this Christine Koch, they're going to study what the effects are, the longest space flight in history by a woman. They're going to see what the effects are. So 326 days in space, and that's quite exciting. So almost a year, and I get to bring stories like this to the forefront because of CITR. It lets me talk about whatever I want, and there's so many things going on now. For example, the solar orbiter. I didn't know that there was so much more to learn about the sun. I thought everybody knew everything there was to know about the sun. So Christina Koch, we should applaud her. She is very exciting. Imagine living your dream like that. That's what CITR has let me do. So you can come to CITR and get trained. It's not very, the people are very nice, very helpful. And you will be trained on, you just tell them, this is what I want to do. And so I've got to live my dream and got to, it's almost like when I talked to Trina Ray, she is an astronomer. She's an astronomer. She worked on the Cassini mission that was in the Saturn system for 13 years. So I guess she spent maybe up to 20 years of her life working on that mission. And then she said it becomes a part of you. And then when Cassini dove in between the rings and the planet and burned up, a part of you burns up, but it will never go away. So that's what CITR means to me. It's like I've been here almost 7 years. So it's been a part of me for 7 years, even though I don't do a show every day. It's let me do the things that I love to do. And sometimes we go to work and It's like, wow, oh, I hate this. It's terrible. We got to get out of bed. And every time I come to CITR, I'm so excited to come here. So this is what CITR means to me. So there's stuff like, now I know all the names of the telescopes. So there's a Spitzer Space Telescope. It's come to an end. I think this week or last week, it's been up there for about 16 years. So I got to live it. I got to see all these missions and learn about them and talk to these amazing scientists. And I remember some of the scientists here at UBC, and they've been great to talk to. And sometimes you have to rededicate yourself. And probably that's what I have to do, because I used to do a lot more interviews. But sometimes, like, I remember one interview I did was there is the James Webb Space Telescope coming online. And I don't know when it's going to come online. It's been delayed quite a few times. It should have already been in the sky. But I interviewed the person for the successor to James Webb. So about 10 to 15 years after James Webb, there will be a telescope called WFIRST, study dark matter and all this stuff. And I got to interview the scientist, which is really good. But what happened is when I interviewed him, I had to go through the NASA people. And the lady who helped me, she's the media liaison maybe. So she tried to get him to interview with me. It took quite a few months, more than 6 months. When I finally got him where he made time to consent to the interview, his project has changed. So there's been great things that happen, and sometimes I guess maybe that's why I stopped doing interviews, because it's just so much hassle. You wait for so many months, and then the person maybe cancels or doesn't do it. And so anyway, it's nothing to do with CITR. CITR has been great. Imagine I've been able to learn about the great secrets, the great mysteries of our universe. And it's so amazing. For example, when I was here a couple of years ago, there was a lecture at Surrey SFU on the gravitational wave detections. And Mike Landry, Professor Dr. Mike Landry, I went to see it and I asked him, could I come and interview? So I went down to Washington State at the LIGO Observatory to interview him. And of course, I'm so stupid sometimes. I put a 1 megabyte or gigabyte chip into my recorder, where everybody uses 50 or 40 or 100 or 200 or 320. So I couldn't get the interview done because the chip wasn't big enough. But I still went down to LIGO. I still went to the Arizona Observatory when I was in Arizona. And when I was in Hawaii, I'm wearing my shirt. It's called the Hawaii Mauna Kea Observatory. So that's what I'm wearing now. So I went to the big island of Hawaii. So Honolulu, I guess it's the city. I guess the island's called Oahu. So I went to Oahu for a holiday. Then I flew to the big island, Hawaii. And then, so it's great. I had a purpose when I went there because of this talk show. It let me do that. And if I go again, I'll know. I didn't get any interviews because I was expecting all the professors to be in Oahu, where actually they were in the island of Hawaii, and it was a holiday. So I never got to. But it's let me plan a lot of trips, and where I could, there's a purpose behind it, a real good purpose. Not just, it's great to go to a beach and Hawaii and wherever you go, but I've been to a lot of places that are just for the astronomy thing. So that's been great. So CITR means so much to me. So if you want to donate, sorry, I've been blabbing without the donation line. So please call 604-822-8648. And the line is the website is www.citr.ca/donate. So it helps a lot of students and helps a lot of women get into the radio business because of the imbalance there. So a lot of women can come here and do work on radio and they can really enjoy themselves and live out their dreams. So it's, we want your face, we want your voices on the radio. So I'm just reading a poster here. It says, come to CITR. Women, trans, non-binary folks, anybody can come here. No experience necessary. We want your voices on the radio. So you come here and you talk about what you want. So I remember when I was starting, I was nervous. Not nervous anymore, but here is Fund Drive. So it's CITR.ca/donate. Please phone in, give some money. Here's the number, 604-822-8648. And you can phone in and you can donate to whatever. And I've donated to different shows in the past. So I've donated to, I think, DP Show and Christina. Hi, Christina. I hope you're still around. I donated to her show. And I've donated to a lot of different shows. So not a lot, but a few. And it's been a great time here being able to live my dream at CITR, do the talk shows that I want to do. So again, 604-822-8648. Please call in. We would really appreciate it. We would be so happy if you can call in and donate 5, 10, 20, whatever you can. Donate because it will help a lot of people. Maybe it's their first experience at a job, really true first experience. There's a lot of people here that have come and they want to get to know about the radio business. So please donate. It's very worthwhile. You can help a lot of students live their dreams. So like I live my dream. I was able to do talk shows and it's been amazing. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to go for a little break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk more about what CITR means, not just to me, to a lot of different people. So thank you for listening. I'm going to go for a little break. When I come back, we're going to talk more CITR. Please stay tuned, and I'll be right back. Oh God.
Yeah. When we touch down, bed I broke down. In a late night, me and her locked down. She found chance to the side, I had a shotgun. In my dark glass, cut off shots, clocks well clean. Touch you road with me blood clot team. See a girl up on a corner, I cry and I scream. You know, said the boss, I feel intervene. She say, I'm a knock, give her the time. So of course, I know, say, me go give her the wine. Now she say, oh me, is a one of a kind. And that's so she became mine. And
see, you're listening to AstroTalk on CITR 101.9 with Marco. I,
take him, girl, away from me, Mokar. Can't believe I. Can't believe I take him, girl, away from me, no God.
She want a rich nigga, not a broke one. She a boss too, she get her own money. Slim thicky with a booty, yeah, she know a nigga love that shit. I love that shit. She got a man, no, well, I'm like, so what? What that nigga got to do with us when we lost in the moment? And I'm deep in your ocean. I bet he can't believe that.
Can't believe I. Take him, girl, away from me, my God. Can't believe I, him can't believe I. Take him, girl, away from me, my God. Now the whole place I talk about the old from New York that give her the sparks. And I'm a straight jeans pants, I'm a wallaby clocks. The boy say, oh, me not in a in class. Show him, I give her all of the money in the world. Never know, say, he would have lose him, girl, to a regular youth. Boy, I give her the time and blush, she say me well cute. I see that him can't believe I, can't believe I. Take him, girl, away from me.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus. located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakulia, Talitin, Homasquim, Mustail.
Send me wine up the ting till it pile up. Big bumper, y'all just a wine and a oil up. They must spoil me a stock till it pile up. My money knows, so it my money knows.
Like you mean it. Like you on fire and you want me to know. You move like you mean it, shawty. See the look on your face. You don't wanna fight, I wanna make love, maybe both. They got me looking at you, looking at you, watching the way you wind it and pop it. One more time, girl, wind and pop it, yeah, yeah. Bumper that drink got me feeling alright. Pretty little thing, I could watch it all night. Pull up on that bumper, girl, I just might. Up on that bumper, girl, I just might. Baby, push back when I jump behind it. When I jump behind it. So when I jump behind it, push back on me. So baby, push back when I jump behind it. Baby, let me know you like it. Tonight, let's give them something to see. Everybody singing.
Welcome back. This is Marco. You're listening to CITR. We're having Fun Drive. So the numbers are 604-822-8648 or citr.ca/donate. So why don't all you people there, you know who you are. I'm looking in your direction. I'm looking at the physics astronomy building where this is what I'm talking about, the physics astronomy stuff. People that like this kind of stuff. So please, I know not too many of you listen to me, or maybe a lot of you listen to me. So if you donate 5, 10, 20, whatever you can, I know you're students, it's tough, but just a little bit, and it would really be helpful. One thing that really bothers me about TV and or any entertainment medium. So let's say you're watching Jimmy Kimmel Live or whatever, Stephen Colbert or whoever the other guy is, and all of a sudden they go on a commercial, and then they do about 7, 8 commercials. Then they come back and they play music and they show the screen, or they show the set where Jimmy Kimmel or Stephen Colbert is sitting, and they show that about 5, 10 seconds, and then they go do another 5, 7 commercials. And there's like so much commercials. Where here, I play cool music, I think I do. We hear about very worthwhile causes like the Musqueam acknowledgement and other things that are very vital and are probably underrepresented in our mainstream media. And here it's very open. They encourage anybody and everybody who wants to come. There's no barriers to coming here. Anybody can come. So please call 604-822-8648. I know you physics professors and astronomy professors are dying to donate because you make tons of money. I know you do. We all know you do. You're probably the best paid of anybody, aren't you? On this whole campus. So please, try to donate. I know that you're brilliant. What would make you more brilliant if you donated? Because you know what? You'd be helping a student live their dream. So I'm not a student anymore. I'm like something like maybe you'd call an old geezer. So I'm an old geezer. And you're still letting an old geezer live his dreams by donating all this stuff. See, all this material or all this equipment, it costs money. It's not free. So this is a vital service for the campus. And I'm going to read a little bit about some facts about CITR. So it said, Fun Drive crush on community radio. Do you have a crush on CITR? Do you? I bet you do. CITR 101.9 FM is a nonprofit and non-commercial station. All DJs are volunteers, like me. CITR has been in operation since 1937, gaining its FM license in 1982, and it is home to Discorder magazine, the longest-running independent culture magazine in Vancouver. Fund Drive is a week-long fundraiser that happens every year to fund the operating costs of the station. This includes equipment upgrades and maintenance, staff costs, and training tools for our volunteer. This year, from February 6th, which is today, to February 14th, we are asking our community to show their support in a form of monthly or one-time donations. Crush on CITR can help us secure another sweet year of local alternative media training. So you're training young people, like these young, cool students that come in here and they have a dream, I guess, just like I had a dream. I had a dream that I could do a talk show. Of course, I was hesitant in coming because I thought, oh my gosh, I'm actually going to go on the radio. People are going to hear me. They're going to hear my voice. What do I talk about? How's it going to go? It was like, wow. So that mental barrier in your mind. So when people overcome that, they come in and they find it's just so much fun. So CITR has been around since 1937. First gained its license in 1982. And this year's fund drive goal is $30,000. So we need that to help us run this radio station. And there's a thing here that says, why? Sorry, let me interrupt. Please call 604-822-8648. Or online, you can go to citr.ca/donate. So I think this is my thought, and maybe you guys don't agree with me, but our future is in space. And it just kills me sometimes to know there's not more people going in space and longer missions, and I hope that'll happen. And when that does happen, I hope it just, the gates flood open. But our future is in space. That's what Stephen Hawking said. And before passing, Stephen Hawking said, I'll give us about 100 years on Earth. That's all the time we have left. I think we're more ingenious. We can find ways. So when Venice goes underwater and Jakarta goes underwater, and maybe all of Florida goes underwater, maybe we'll find some ways to mitigate those disasters and prevent them from happening, because our planet is being abused by us. And I talk about things like that. So I talk about what NASA does for, let's say, the fires in Australia. They give up to the minute information on where fires are breaking out to the firefighters on the ground. They look at this, it's a big bird's eye view. So I talk about things like that. I talk about the global warming, like when they go up to the ice and they see the ice is melting faster than they thought it ever melt. And there's lots of discoveries happening in outer space. And there's tons of spin-offs from space programs. And I talk about that. So it's my dream I've been able to talk about. So programmers like me will try to urge listeners, friends, and family to pledge using on-air pitches, emails, and personal contact. Donors can pledge or make a donation online, in person, or on the phone. So please call 604-822-8648. You know, if you reach in and give a little bit, it would help so much, because if a lot of people do that, you know, if you multiply a little bit by a lot, which means a little bit of money by a lot of people, all of a sudden, let's say if you got 1,000 people that give $5. That's $5,000. That's 1/6 of our way to our goal. So there's lots of, there's a poster I have here in the room. It says, come to CITR. We want your voices on the radio. No experience necessary. Women, femmes, trans, non-binary folks, anybody can come in. Everybody's welcome. And everybody is urge to crush on CITR this year. Fund Drive 220. We didn't have it last year, so we need your money. We need you to donate at citr.ca/donate. There's all these hearts on the radio station because our theme is crush on CITR. So the number is 604-822-8648. And what's new? There's show prizes, show specific prizes have cost many. So we have made a few changes. So there are some show prizes, incentive to volunteers. There is programmers are encouraged to take fill-ins as well as phone shifts, and you get a tax receipt. So if you are, we are not able to provide, sorry about that. Donors can choose whether or not they want CITR or Discord or swag. So you get swag. You get stuff that you walk around campus and you get the oohs and ahs because people go, wow, that person's wearing CITR or Discord or swag. So please donate. It's very worthwhile. You're helping students, maybe their first job, maybe they're getting experience. It could help them on their way. So I know one of our previous people, Rohit, it was like he is, I believe now, on board with CBC. So he's doing great stuff. And I think he took a master's here. A few people are taking masters. And the media is where it's at for the future. So please donate. It would be really cool. So I'm going to play just one quick message. Here we go. Sorry, I went to play and I accidentally deleted it. So I'm so sorry about that. So I blew it. I was in a hurry, and instead of playing play, I press delete. Terrible, huh? Okay. So please donate. It would be really worthwhile for students, for someone like me, and you are funding what equipment, you are funding people's dreams, like my dream. So you are funding things that are very worthwhile. And let's see if I can get that thing back on. So again, please call 604-822-8648. We would really appreciate it. You know, a few dollars from you multiplied by many people would have a big impact at our radio station. We would really appreciate it. There's a lot of folks here that work so hard here to get this radio station up and going and to keep it working every day, and it's really appreciated what they do. And they do it for the students who come in who want to have their dreams. And I guess one of the nicest comments, as I said, I've had was the UBC Physics Department, maybe they still do, but I was told by a professor that they urge their students to listen to my show. So isn't that cool? That really made me feel nice when I heard that. So please, I'm talking about NASA's solar orbit, orbiter that beats the heat. So it's flying between Venus and the sun, and there's another orbiter going up, and still another orbiter going up. So you hear about stories of that. And one of my favorite stories was Voyager. So the planetary alignment in the late 70s of the gas giants, they were aligned, so they were kind of close together. So NASA put up the Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 to visit these four planets. And they're way out of the solar system now. They're outside of the solar system and returning great data. So there's one story here. Voyager 2 engineers working to restore normal operation. So imagine it's so far out. So this is CITR, where people are living their dreams. So I'm living my dreams. So please call 604-822-8648. And you can donate to a very worthwhile cause. A lot of people are being helped at CITR. They come in here and it's a lot of fun. So it's a great group here. Everybody works really hard. Everybody really is dedicated to the radio station. You know what? It's great for students. So if you donate, students, please ring those phones, 604-822-8648. Even if you donate $5, if you're a poor student, like I was a poor student for a lot of years, then at least you have help here. So everything helps, because what you do is when you do donate, you help the students achieve their dreams. So again, 604-822-8648 or CITR/donate. So I am going to go for a break. I'm just going to play a couple of songs, and then I'll come right back and talk more about the crush we have on CATR. So again, 604-822-8648 or CATR.ca/donate. This is Marco. You're listening to Astro Talk on CATR 101.9. Or is your vision getting a little bit hazy? Or if you're feeling a bit funny, get your friends and listen to CITR 101.9 on Astro Talk with Marco at UBC. Depend on Marco for the latest in astronomy news at CITR's Astro Talk.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I
breakfast with the Browns.
Or whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Hello, welcome. That's one of the shows, Breakfast with the Browns. So, there's a lot of shows here. So I'm going to read more about what CITR is all about. CITR empowers. Oh, let me stop for a second. I'm going to tell you about the radio station's number. 604-822-8648 or CITR.ca/donate. So what does CITR empowers? Yes. What does CITR do? CITR empowers. CITR has a mandate to amplify underrepresented voices, which are often excluded from the mainstream media, and to provide our community members with the tools needed to express themselves through a variety of mediums. CITR engages. CITR is committed to engaging with as many local communities as possible, including covering underreported stories and providing free advertising for shows and events that feature artists from underrepresented communities. CITR educates. CITR is first and foremost a learning institution. CITR offers comprehensive training on all aspects of broadcasting, and publishing by providing members with hands-on, real-world experience in all forms of media. So, I guess I have to talk about what CITR means to me. It's been a big part. I can't imagine not being at CITR all these years, not talking about my astronomy talk show. I do astronomy because I guess maybe I love it. Yes, I love astronomy. So it's let me pursue my dream, my love, and hopefully it'll lead to a gig sometime, a paying job. But if it doesn't, I've done amazing things. I've talked to astronauts, astronomers, NASA astronomers, professors at UBC, professors at other universities, and I've learned so much about astronomy. To me, that's very satisfying. So that's what UBC means to me. So please donate, 604-822-8648. So you guys in the physics department, astronomy, you guys can hear me, can't you? You're listening to my show. Please donate. It'd be very helpful at CITR.ca/donate. So you can get swag and you can get a lot of different things. But what you're doing more than anything else, you are helping this radio show continue. So I became involved with somebody named Robin in the beginning 6 or 7 years ago. And it was kind of scary at first because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm actually going to go on a radio station. So imagine life without a radio station like CITR. Vancouver would lose an essential source of independent, diverse music and spoken word. Commercial radio doesn't play the diverse music that CITR does. Multicultural programming in Vancouver would suffer. Marginalized communities and people fighting for social change would lose a platform. The unique sounds of CITR Radio are possible only through your continued support. So call 604-822-8648 or go to CITR.ca/donate or come to our radio station and you can join up. If you join up, you can do a show. You get trained, then you tell them what you want to do, and they try to help you. So CITR supports multicultural program. CITR has multicultural programming like Russian, Korean, Spanish, Hindi, Ethiopian, and Chinese. Multicultural programming includes spoken word, news, and music. We broadcast in 7 different languages. This ensures that there will be multicultural programming in Vancouver, so donate now. Please call 604-822-8648 or go to CITR.ca/donate and you can help continue CITR continue its mission. So CITR and Discorder only ask once every year. So we ask once a year for listeners to support the station. And we skipped it last year. There was something that happened. We couldn't do it. So your pledge supports the station for an entire year. If you support CITR and Discorder at the $250 level, it's less than $1 a day for a year of incredible programming. Make it easier. Oh, sorry. I can't read this. Make it easier on your bank account. Split your donation with monthly donations. So how much is a year of CITR programming worth to you? So again, like you students in the physics department, like I know it's tough being a student. It's so expensive and you study and you work so hard. But if you guys donate $5, that's like an infinitesimal amount per day. That's like 5 divided by 365. So that's like, 2 cents a day or something. So if a lot of you students get together and say, we're going to donate, if each of you pledge $5, $10, or even $20, whatever you can. And so remember, quality programming costs money. Each hour of live broadcasting costs $28. Each show costs $2,100 per year. Wow. Each run of Discorder costs $5,500. So we need your support to continue to keep quality radio alive and well. So please call 604-822-8648 UBC unit or go to CITR.ca/donate. So support studio and equipment maintenance. CITR needs studio upgrades and new equipment. We are constantly replacing items like mics, cables, headphones, chairs, etc. A chair costs $100, mics $150, turntable $250, CD player $300, computer $500. Our digital library and podcaster requires new hard drives and servers often. So a better equipped and technically ready station makes for better radio. Support CITR and Discorder. So again, the numbers are 604-822-8648. And you can do it online, CITR.ca/donate. So, you know me, I'm Marco. I do a show called Astro Talk. So it's been a lot of fun. I've learned so much about astronomy, and I can imagine what I would have been missing if I was unable to do my show. So it's been very great. So thank you. I'm going to go for a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to talk more about CITR. This is Marco. You're listening to AstroTalk on CITR. So please call 604-822-8648 or citr.ca/donate.
No problem, no problem.
No problem, no problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby, girl, there's something about the way you talk. Baby, come wine for me. I mash it up so much that you never come walk. So don't take your time on me. She had a boy like me before. She says I talk about the other two. She knows that I'm still a nigga chilling on the block. I'm still a nigga chilling on the block. She said there's nothing she will do for me.
Hello, this is Marco, and you're listening to AstroTalk with Stefan Don on CITR
1.9.
You're listening to Astro Talk with Marco on CITR 101.9 FM.
So welcome back. That was Rohit doing the human beatbox. So remember the Fat Boys? I used to always listen to them in the 80s. So that's Rohit. He's, I think, working for CBC now. He was at this station for quite a while, and then I believe he took a master's degree. So that's another reason. I mean, you're supporting people like Rohit, who actually got the great career from partly from being here. And I think when he went to the master's degree, the radio manager wrote him a great, great, what's it called, letter of recommendation. So it helped him launch his career. So he's doing media work, something that he wanted to do. So if you pledge to CITR, first, I'll give you the number, 604-822-8648 or citr.ca. So if you pledge to it, you CITR, you build audiences for local bands and support local ventures. So for helping local music. CITR and Discorder sponsors lots of festivals and shows, Music Waste, Folk Fest, Victory Square Block Party, etc., Shindig, and we release local pop compilations with Mint Records. So if you're helping us at CITR, you're helping students achieve their goal, achieve their dreams, and you're helping us all. So remember, this costs money. It's not free. So training and education, CITR and Discorder provide students and community members with broadcast training and monthly workshops. So remember, I was just... I'm just your average Joe. I'm a community member, and I could come here and do my radio show. So isn't that great? I was able to come here and live my dream at CITR because the radio station is here. So support CITR's training programs. So CITR supports students. Oh, so we're asking you to support student radio. So CITR and Discarder provides valuable learning and leadership opportunities for students. For students, CITR provides an opportunity for students to guide and govern a radio station. CITR and Discarder links UBC in the wider community, providing crossover for learning and information, support student learning and development through broadcasting and indie radio. So call CITR at 604-822-8648, which is 604 UBC unit, or go to CITR.ca/donate. So you can help support local programming. And what's great, like, for example, I think PBS, when I go on PBS and I record a show, so I start to record the show and it's supported by donors, and then they'll play 20 minutes of the show, and then they'll do like half an hour of pledging or fundraising. So if I want to record the show, I got to think, okay, I start to record it, and then there goes half an hour of, and this was for every show, of phone us, we'll give you this, we'll give you this if you pledge this amount. So it really breaks up the show. We don't do that at CITR. We do it once a year. So once a year, you have your opportunity to donate and help CITR do a lot of things for the local community. So, for example, CITR wants to start an LGBTQ plus collective and a POC collective. We currently run a gender empowerment collective, Indigenous collective, accessibility collective, arts collective, sports collective, and youth collective. We will continue to offer nearly free training and workshops to our members on radio storytelling, podcast production, writing, editing, setting up live bands, and so much more. We want to improve our equipment, so we need a new mic. So, you know what? If you pledge, you can help us do that. Because these things cost money, lots of money. And like I made a list, I ran down how much certain things cost. So everything costs a lot of money here. It's not free. It takes a lot to run this radio station. So please call at 604-822-8648 or donate online at citr.ca/donate. And you can really help our radio station. And please call. It would be very helpful. And we are here on the basement of CITR. You can come to the Nest. So the Nest is at UBC. You can come here and you can join. Or you can come here and give us your money. So I've learned great things like record-setting astronaut, crewmates return from space. So again, Christine Koch. If you looked at the news tonight, they might talk a little bit about it, but then I can do a whole show on Christine Koch. So I can tell you about her life, about the longest space flight in history by a woman, NASA's astronaut Christine Koch. She looks like she's beaming. She's so happy. Imagine what it's like to be in space for all that time. And you know what? I'm able to tell stories like that because of CITR. As I said, you can turn on the news now, and you know what they're going to talk about? A lot of coronavirus. They're going to talk about Uber a lot. And a couple of weeks ago, they were talking about the forest fires, which is worthwhile. We all have to stop. But then that stopped now. But NASA doesn't stop. So I bring you news like that. I talk about what NASA does in order to help fight those forest fires. So please call 604-822-8648 or go online at citr.ca/donate. So I can bring you the story. So what I'll do is next week I'm going to spend a bit of time after, because we're doing Fun Drive. I'm going to tell you about Christine Koch, all the training she's been through, all she did up in that, I guess, the space shuttle. So it's quite amazing stuff, astronomy, and I think a lot of people like it. And guess what? I love it, and UBC, CITR, lets me talk about it. So, you know, you all have a computer, you all have a phone. Please go online, even if it's like you students who are hesitant, $5, $10, $20, you know, it would be very helpful. If lots of you do that, like a lot of you people in the physics department, if you reach just a little bit, it's like if you give $365, that's a dollar a day for quality programming. If you give $10, that's like that's like 3 cents a day. It's not much. It's like a cup of coffee costs, well, if you go to Starbucks now, it's going to cost you $50,000. But you pledge, you know, what you can to CITR, please try. It would be very helpful. If a lot of you people do it, it all adds up. You know, like I said, if 1,000 students just say, okay, we're going to pledge $5, then that comes out to $5,000. That's 1/6 towards our pledge. If students, if 1,000 students say, okay, we're going to pledge $10, that would be $10,000. That's a lot. That goes to a lot of things. For women's program, femmes, trans, non-binary folks, we all want to hear your voices on the radio. You can come in and join. So no experience necessary. And you know what? It's fun to be in the radio. And I think at first you might be a bit afraid, but you get better at it. And, you know, I can bring you stories like Christine Koch. And I think, I'm killing myself now. Edwin Hubble made his big discoveries and stuff. But if it wasn't for the lady that was working behind the scenes who did research on the distance marker for stars, I think for, what's it called? I should know this. A certain type of star. Edwin Hubble could have never done what he did. So I can tell you stories like that, and I'm kicking myself now because I don't know her name. So you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to go to my website. So I do have a website, and Marco's AstroTalk, and I can tell you the name of this lady. So I've talked about her, and what this show lets me do is talk about ladies like that. So let's see what her name is. Here we go. Edwin Hubble could not have come up with his far-reaching discoveries if not for the work, there we go, of Henrietta Leavitt on standard candles. So markers, certain stars behave certain ways, and if you know the period luminosity relation on the stars, you can tell how far something is from the work that she did. So I can bring you stuff like that. I can bring you a lot of stuff on all this knowledge and what happens is I have a lot of fun doing it, but you get an independent source of radio news that you don't get on the regular radio station or TV. So please call 604-822-8648 or at citr.ca/donate. So thank you for listening. I have to run now. You know why? Because I'm going to go on the phone now. I'm going to talk about all these great things that we do here at CITR. So thank you for listening. This is Marco.